770-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Almost forgot my name. No, I was looking at an article here. So anyhow, to begin with, so you know that the mRNA research began, a lot of this research was done in Ukraine, in secret CIA research facilities in the dark, in an area of the world that nobody wants to go to. It was a Pilgrim Society plan or strategy or operation. It was thought out, and it involved other nations such as China. Still, the United States was involved, our research teams. So what we created in those labs in Ukraine was some of the mRNA research evil, plus vaccines, different batches to accomplish different purposes, which were targeting certain genome of different peoples throughout the world, whether they be Asian or Latin American or Anglo-Saxon. So what else did they create in Ukraine? What else did the United States of America create? You know, a corrupt tree, according to what the sayings of Christ, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. A corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. What did America bring forth? What else did they bring forth in Ukraine? Volodymyr Zelensky. This was an article out of the Zero Hedge, Robert Freeman. He's a historian. And the article, I believe, is, "We've Reached Peak Zelensky. Now What?" So here you have an individual that is invited to the halls of power here in the United States of America to meet with the imposter president. You know, it's amazing. Zelensky believes that he met with the president of the United States of America. Well, he's sure deceived too. Deception goes both ways. He's deceiving people, Zelensky, and Zelensky is being deceived also. The article will begin. When the president of the poorest, most corrupt nation in Europe is feted with multiple standing ovations by the combined houses of Congress, and his name invoked in the same breath as Winston Churchill, you know we've reached peak Zelensky. It's a farcical, almost psychotic overpromotion, probably surpassed only by the media's shameful, hyperbolic railroading of the country into war with Iraq in 2003. Paraphrasing Gertrude from Hamlet, "Methinks the media doth hype too much." Zelensky, another creature of the New World Order. Continuing with the article, let's remember that before ascending into his country's presidency, Volodymyr Zelensky's greatest claim to fame is that I hate to say this on the air, that he could play the piano with his penis. This is not a joke in the article I'm quoting. And actually, I hate to say that I did actually see him doing this act of madness. I didn't watch it all the way through. Continuing, and he ran on the platform to unite his country for peace and making amends with Russia. Again, not joking. Now, he's Europe's George Washington, FDR, and Douglas MacArthur all rolled into one, and before whom the mighty and powerful genuflect. The only place to go from here is down, and that is surely coming soon. Considering some of the inconvenient facts that the fawning media, which is essentially the public relations arm of the weapons industry, doesn't want you to know. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen recently let slip that the Ukrainian army has lost more than 100,000 troops in the 8 months since the beginning of the war. Over the 9-year span of the Vietnam War, the United States, with its population, with a population 6 times that of Ukraine, lost a total of 58,220 men. In other words, on a per-day, per-capita basis, Ukraine is losing soldiers at a rate 141 times that of U.S. losses in Vietnam. The United States lost the public on Vietnam when middle-class white boys began coming home in body bags. Does anybody with half a brain believe such losses in Ukraine are sustainable? Does anybody have another plan to avert such a slaughter? And again, this is Robert Freeman, a war historian. So, von der Leyen is among the shrewdest public figures in the world. We'll continue with this this witch in just a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have 2 locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Yeah.
Okay, so von der Leyen, she says that there's 100,000 troops in 8 months that have been killed in war, and it was a slip. Was it a slip, or was it intentional? According to the article, what she is doing is laying down the predicate for Western withdrawal from Ukraine and ending the war. If you look at the facts on the ground, not the propaganda that we hear in this country by our media, then you're going to understand why they want to end this war. Here's what just happened. In a matter of weeks, Russia, with its hypersonic missiles, destroyed half of Ukraine's electrical power. See, in this country, we can't get it. We can't grasp this. We can't grasp it. See, in the Bible, America will never have war other than civil war on her land. But these nations of the world, they have had war. They are having war. They will continue to have war on their lands. So here, half of Ukraine's electrical power infrastructure has been destroyed. And winter is here. Also, it would be easy to take out the other half of their power structure or their electrical infrastructure, but it wouldn't take much. By doing so, Ukraine would be bombed back into the Stone Age with kerosene lamps, wax candles, and wood, you know, what do you call them, fires. The startling, indeed terrifying part of this is that neither Ukraine nor the West have any defense against these hypersonic missiles. They travel so fast and on variable trajectories, they cannot be shot down, even by the most advanced Western systems. They represent one of the greatest asymmetries in deliverable destructive power in the history of warfare, probably dwarfed only by the U.S.'s United States possession of atomic bombs at the end of World War II. Again, I'm continuing with this article. There's no effective defense against them. The Russians have them. The Ukrainians don't. Game over. On the conventional front, the Ukrainians are having trouble securing even conventional weapons to defend themselves. U.S. arms suppliers are working around the clock to replace their own stocks and the stocks that European countries have given to Ukraine. But the backlog is running into years. A recent headline from the Wall Street Journal stated, Europe is rushing arms to Ukraine, but running out of ammo. So, without these subsidies, Zelensky would not have lasted a month in the war. How many hours do you think he is going to last once the flow dries up? So, this is what the United States has created. mRNA and Zelensky. Now, the Europeans in the article, the Europeans are coming to realize that their continent is being deindustrialized, literally moved backwards an entire epoch in economic terms because of their willingness to serve as the doormat for the United States imperial war against Russia. See, these other nations realize what America is, what America is doing, what America has done, what America is planning to do. And now in this country, there are logical individuals who have common sense and are logically looking at the truth of what's happening in that region, and they're beginning to speak out. And even the media, most in the media even to some degree, realize that they can't hold back this tsunami of truth much longer. They can't. Christ said, and in the Old Testament, but Christ himself, the Lord Jesus, said that everything that is done in secret is going to be revealed in the open. It is happening. You cannot stop the end time tsunami of truth from washing across, like a tsunami just across the land and affecting every single thing that it touches. This is the power of truth. And now, the European nations, Germany, I've talked about Germany, the German people, they haven't bought into it. The leaders of Germany, they have to. Why? Because they don't get our money. They won't get the cash from the U.S. They won't get the perks from the U.S. It's just a big mob system. You take care of America, you bow the knee to America, you kiss the hand of American emperors, and you get power, position, wealth, and adrenochrome, drugs, children. You get everything that the flesh would want. And this is what these people get. I'm not exaggerating. So, kiss the hand, bow the knee, genuflect to empire, or else. I do remember, I think it was in Jeremiah, that the Lord will raise up men like caterpillars to raise a shout against Babylon the Great of the end of the world. So there will be, you know, with caterpillars, you can't round up caterpillars. I mean, caterpillars, they go wherever they want. They hide. They're underneath branches. They blend in with the bark of the tree. They're very difficult to find. God says that he would raise up men or individuals, people with voices that would raise up a shout and expose the corruption of empire. God's word will stand. So Francis Macron and Germany Scholz are suggesting that accommodations to Russia's interests must be devised in order to bring about a peaceful settlement of the war. The Germans, the French, the English maybe not so much, Austria, all of the nations in Europe, all of the NATO nations, you know, if they were to be, if God were to bless them, this war would end. Because then they could rebuild their economies. They could take their wealth and put it back into their economies, rather than sending what they don't have to another nation to fight a war that they're not going to win. Russia is not going to lose this war, not going to lose this battle. So like I had read the article yesterday, that Ukraine is fighting a war that they could never win. They believed, well, actually, the NATO nations, European nations, at the behest of empire, believed that they could start this conflict and, well, actually, they didn't start it. They believed that they could take nukes, put them into Ukrainian property, border, the eastern border of the nation, and be a threat to Russia. It'd be like taking Cuba right next door and arming Cuba. Let's say that the United States was Cuba, and you arm Cuba to take out the little island of America. I'm trying to figure out how to formulate this example. In other words, at one time, little Cuba was ready to maybe nuke America. Now it is Ukraine ready to nuke Russia. And Putin didn't stand for it. And that strategy, he played his hand perfectly. He laid down that ace of spades right at the right time, and he took what was on the table, and he's still taking what's on the table presently. Russia is doing well. Russia's economy is doing well. The people of Russia are behind Vladimir Putin in this war because they know what's at stake. And the Americans, NATO nations, European nations, the mercenaries from all over the world, the Central Intelligence Agency, MI 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 20, up to 20, all of them have done nothing but nothing. They haven't been able to advance. They keep pushing the thought that the U.S. is going to win this war in Russia. They're going to take out Russia politically, militarily, economically, and destroy Russia, and basically bring in the New World Order, but occupy Central Asia, and then by occupying Central Asia, the Western forces can now take out the biggest threat, China. This is what they're thinking. China is the next big threat. But to get to China, you have to occupy Central Asia. Central Asia, whoever controls Central Asia, that is the individual that wins the world. They win everything. Because you can rule Western Europe, Central Asia, down into the Middle East, China, Mongolia, and the Asian sisters. But it's not going to happen. I was going to say ain't. I'm trying to use proper English. It won't happen. So Macron is suggesting, again, that we need to prepare what we are all ready to do, to give guarantees to Russia the day it returns to the negotiating table. Macron is ready, and America doesn't even like to hear what I just presented to you. America doesn't want to hear it. Don't talk about sitting down and negotiating. Scholz of Germany, he was even more specific in this article. In Foreign Affairs, he stated, "We have to go back to the agreements which we had in the last decades, which were the basis for peace and security order in Europe." That's what they want. If God would bless them, they would get out of this war. But you have to remember, they have kissed the hand and bowed the knee to empire. This is a direct repudiation of the United States' maximalist position before the start of the war, that Russia's security needs were of no interest to a marauding NATO. Even the U.S. Secretary Anthony Blinken is now mooting the idea that territorial concessions must be on the table. In a Wall Street Journal article, Blinken said that, so here we go. Now, even here in this country, the New World Order is going backward, not forward. He states, "Our focus is to take back territory that's been seized from Ukraine since February 24th. Notice that in this significant climb down from the U.S.'s earlier position that all Russian gains since 2014, including Crimea, must be reversed before negotiations begin." So now they're just saying, well, we just want Donetsk and Donbass, we just want those areas back given to Ukraine. Why? Because they bring peace right away, and then what they do, Russia lets down the guard, and they put nukes in those areas in eastern Ukraine. Russia's already ahead of the game. They know what they're up to. Tricksters always trick themselves. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once.
Well, that world is gone. That was the world of the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the turn of the century. That was a world that was fabulous. It was fantastic. It was psychedelic, among other things. It was a world in which, for the most part, in this nation, we were as a people sane. We were hard workers. I remember working construction when I was just in my early 20s, quite a bit of construction. It was the baby boom generation children of that time that were building the country, born in America. And we built, it was the baby boom generation that took off with the computer world. I hate to say Bill Gates of hell was part of that. We built the world. The world really, that generation in America, because we had the freedoms, we had the education, we were able to create a world that was fabulous. Technology that was, if it would have been, hadn't been all used for war, we'd be in the Garden of Eden right now. But the nature of man being what it is, corrupt to the bottom, to the deepest depths of the soul. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot truly be happy. You can, and many, even evildoers, they enjoy their lives doing evil because that's what they do. And it's in the Bible, throughout the Bible. The righteous, it says in the scriptures that the happiest people are the righteous people, the people that do good, that follow their conscience. The unhappiest people are the ones who don't follow their conscience. They violate the laws of God. Now, going back to now in Anthony Blinken, you know, they just want to take back the territory that Russia took just since in the last 10 months, 11 months. They'll be happy with that. But before, they wanted all the take that Russia had taken, the gains since 2014. So Blinken is just opening his hand. And according to the article, it appears as if maybe more concessions are going to follow as the Russians gain, as Russia gains more and becomes greater and prospers. So then the article goes on, put these four things together: staggering, unsustainable losses of soldiers, terrifying, indefensible asymmetries of destructive power, inability to supply oneself with even conventional defense weapons, and categorically reduced support from your most important backers. This is why America created Zelensky, and then Zelensky is a creation of the deep state, CIA programs. Pretty much, for the most part, I would assume that he was abused as a child and became, through the abuse, became very narcissistic and just straight full of himself. And because of these programs, the CIA picked the perfect individual, which wasn't actually picked. He was created. That's what the deep state does. It creates people. It takes individuals with flaws, and then they use those flaws and create that individual into what they want that person to be. Like, I should give examples, I know. How about Mark Zuckerberg? Mark Greenberg Rockefeller Zuckerberg. What about him? Was he abused? Well, he, in a statement quoting, why did my mother let them do this to me? Because his mother didn't have any choice. She didn't have any say in the matter. If these people want to abuse somebody, they can do it. Other people too. But I'm going to go back to the article. So it doesn't appear that the possibilities of winning this war are looking favorable. The formula for losing the war, which is why von Leyen, Macron, Scholz, and Blinken are now laying pipe. They're suggesting we get out. The tide is going out under Zelensky. He will soon be remembered as a trivial pursuits question or an answer on Jeopardy. The only modern heads of state known to be capable to play the piano with his thing. Contestant number three, who is Volodymyr Zelensky? A peace will soon be declared. Russia will keep the Donbass and Crimea in recognition of the facts on the ground. Both sides will be better off for this. The Donbass is ethically, linguistically, religiously, and culturally Russian, which is why it voted overwhelmingly for the assimilation into Russia. Besides, if Kiev loved them so much, it wouldn't have murdered 14,000 of them over the past 8 years and resumed massive shelling in the east in early February of this year before the Russian invasion. So there was already conflict taking place before Russia even became involved. That was a strategic move by Russia It was strategic. It did many things for Russia. I've talked about them before. Number one, that move bounced Russia out of the World Economic Forum digital network. It separated Russia for good. It forced America and the EU nations to begin putting sanctions on Russia, which was the best thing that Russia could have ever done. They sanctioned Russia, forcing Russia not to trade or to have economic ties of any kind with the West, forcing Russia to find other partners, which lined up within months, lined up to begin to take Russian oil, Russian gas, everything else Russia could afford. Another thing that happened is it forced Russia to start its own gold and silver and metals trading company. So now you don't have just Chicago and London trading metals, controlling metals internationally. Now you have Russia involved. So that's what is happening. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
With cost of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
So what is this Aquarius all about? It really is the desire of the children of the devil to have a world that they control, own, a world that they have desired, a nirvana, from the beginning of time. The age of Aquarius, their age. This is what is happening. These devil worshippers, Luciferians, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, they want their Aquarius. But I'm afraid that they'll never accomplish what they want to do. There will always be conflict, turmoil, false hope, and that's all that waits for them. Now, I'm going to switch to another article. I know you're totally depressed, but I want to try to give you some hope. Posobiec reveals how Xi Jinping had top rival thrown in jail along with his wife for money laundering and murder of British businessmen. We knew that Xi Jinping was going too far at that point. He was in there cleaning up what he called corruption. Well, that's what Chairman Mao did. This is by humanevents.com. Xi, whose official title now is General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party and Chairman of the Central Military Commission, is a paramount leader of China. In 2018, China approved the removal of the two-term limits for the presidency, effectively clearing the way for Xi Jinping to remain in power for life. So, there was an article by Posobiec, Rise of the Red Emperor, referring to the new crown leader for life of China, Xi Jinping. The term limit was in place since the 90s through Xi, who was set to step down in 2023. But he went against the tradition of naming a successor. Xi now holds the same level of power as the party's founder, Mao Zedong. So, in the Posobiec broke down the opening up of China to the world and how the Chinese Communist Party made a deal with the West to provide the slave labor while the West provided the capital and intellectual property for the world's economy. I like this article because it goes to continue to establish the thought that it was America that made China great. China did not become great on its own. They couldn't. They needed a market. And they got the market through the United States trade laws to the world. At the same time, America supplied industry and textiles and you name it to China so they could become great. And they did. And now they are great. They are a threat to America. You know, don't think that China and the U.S. are going to work together. The people in Washington, D.C. are deceived into believing that they're going to be able to continue to control China in the direction that it wants to go. They've controlled it to a degree and given it the direction it's gone. They think they're going to control China in the direction China intends to go, which is world hegemony, and they will not stop China. You're going to see from this point forward the divorce of the East and the West. As far as cultures, the East and the West, the two are not going to be able to coexist. It's impossible. Posobiec broke down the opening up of China. Okay, I'm sorry. And Posobiec said, and he continued, until a new leader arose to take over the CCP, that being Xi. Xi was not raised in Beijing or in Chinese big city. Posobiec explained, Xi's father had been a member of Mao's early Communist Party. He was one of the Mao's closest lieutenants. Xi Jinping's father was the one who initially set out that base out in the West that Mao Zedong fled to, Posobiec said, referring to the long march he left and joined the Communists in the West after being defeated by the nationalists. And Mao did. It was America using Mao to even fight against Japan. During the Cultural Revolution, when all this went down, and during the Great Leap Forward, Xi's father had fallen out in favor the same way that so many other communist leaders had fallen out in favor, and his family, including his 10-year-old son, was sent to the countryside, meaning prison. And that was, he's talking about the 10-year-old son, Xi. Xi's father had been purged like many others, leaving Xi to grow up in the rural countryside as a laborer, the son of one of the intellectuals who was sent down. This is why Xi eventually would turn on Mao's philosophy and become even more communist. We'll be back. We're talking.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Every life we have some.
So we have two fronts we have to watch. Ukraine, Russia, and Asia. Xi Jinping. So Xi Jinping, he's in a labor camp, and then he finds out later that Chairman Mao was working with the West, with the CIA, or at the time OSS, I think it was. And America was assisting Chairman Mao. This didn't sit well with Xi Jinping. He wanted a pure communist party. A communist party so pure that it would use the West, not let the West use it. So he watched, like Vladimir Putin, Xi, as a historian, he knew the history of China starting, from the beginning of the world. And he was a student more in the last 100 years to see where China began to grow. You know what the favorite word of Xi Jinping is? capitalism. He's a capitalist, but under communist control. He understands economy. He understands industry. He understands it all. And one other thing that's very important that everyone remember, he understands war. And I believe that Xi Jinping, not only war, but diplomacy. And he is, just like Vladimir Putin, working diplomatically with all the old Soviet nations and the nations surrounding Russia. Xi Jinping is doing exactly the same thing with the Asian sisters, convincing the Asian sisters they don't need the West. In fact, the West is the enemy. And his diplomacy or his... you look at what's happening in Asia. Asia is a fantastic... If you go to YouTube and look at the cities of Asia, just Taiwan or South Korea, I'm telling you, these cities are beautiful. There is a thriving culture. They are, for the most part, I would say, happy people to a degree, other than for those in Western China, the Uyghurs, they're not too happy. The whole world is going to be a world of Uyghurs. That is the plan for America with the American people. We're going to just be slaves. But Xi Jinping, going back to Xi, he knows war, diplomacy, and I believe that his strategy is to get a foothold in the Middle East, which he's already doing with the negotiations and trades with Saudi Arabia for oil and gas. He's already moving west. And then Xi Jinping is going to finish the One Belt Road. Once Russia's destroyed, that road to the west, that Russia will not allow Xi to finish the One Belt Road going through Russia. They have to take that road a little further south. Xi wants to go directly into Europe. Well, once Russia's gone, Xi will finish it, because Xi, I believe, is the man who's bringing the armies to Armageddon. I'll leave you with that thought. I hope you can sleep tonight. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast. Talk to you tomorrow. Happy New Year.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of 1-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.